What's up, everybody? Welcome to Audio Oddity. I'm your host, Rocky. Here with my special guest today, No M today. I got, who I got?
You got Lit God MVP in this house.
Lit God MVP. Boy came through clutch for me at the last minute. And I really appreciate you coming on, man. What you been up to?
Gran Turismo and a lot of barbecue.
A lot of Grand. Hey, you cannot go wrong with Gran Turismo and barbecue.
Them hot links and them hot dogs and them ribs. I ain't gonna lie, the ribs is all right, but the hot dogs, hot links and the hot dogs or hamburgers.
Yeah.
Hamburgers, you can't go wrong.
All right, man. What you been up to as far as your show goes? Go ahead, man. Get your plugs out the way.
I've been trying to just develop more of my personality and stuff like that on there, talking about games and wrestling, seeing what works, what they say, I guess, whatever sticks on the wall, whatever get them views up, you know, and video games and wrestling seems like the two, you know, on Talk is MVP. That's the show on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to your podcasts on, most likely Talk is MVP is on there.
Yeah, and I noticed, man, you've been putting out a lot of content lately. I think I, what, you had like three episodes this week?
Two so far.
It was two. I know you've been putting them up. I've been listening. I know they've been short episodes, but man, they're perfect for like when I just run to the store or something, you know, I'll throw you on and, you know, go to the store. I listen to the whole thing.
The ideal of it is when I set myself to do one and I miss it, it's like, oh man, like nothing. I set myself up to do two. I miss one. It's still another one. So, you know, it's a little bit being lazy. So if you don't do that one, you know, you still got the other one you did Sunday. I try to do one Sunday and I try to do one on Thursday.
So yeah. I hear you. Better to have too many up than not enough.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's better to have to give your fans something than nothing.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
You always want to give them something. To me, tweeting, Facebook talking about it is not really enough. Like, your fans want something. Like, somebody going to work listening to you, they want to hear something from you. Even if it's five people, that's five people disappointed. You
that's
know, you could lose possibly if you don't put nothing out. So,
exactly.
That's the way I look at it.
Yep. That's a good way to look at it, man. You always got to keep going with the content. Keep going with the content.
I got a couple of my friends, my homeboys at work that be asking me questions, and I still get shocked from this day still when people ask me, yeah, like your podcast, you said this. I'm like, what? Yeah. You listen to my podcast?
Yeah, really.
Oh, yeah, I did say that. Yeah, I do remember that.
What shocks me most of the time doing this is like all my coworkers listen to the podcast, all of them, just because they listen to it at work sometimes. I'll be sitting at my desk and I hear my podcast going off over the speaker. I'm like, man, what are y'all doing, man? Well, it came out. We want to hear it. Everybody want to hear it. So everybody listens to it. Both my podcasts, actually. And what's weird to me is, like, I guess we get caught up in the world we're in so much that people don't know, like, basic, you know, video game stuff. They'd be like, what? Well, who make, like, God of War does what? When did that come? Like, is that a new one? When did that come out? You like, man, what? Like, you don't, you know, but you don't realize not everybody's into, you know, video games and all that as hardcore as, you know, some of the people I know and myself, you know. So they don't know just basic knowledge stuff. So that's what gets me. I got to remember that when I'm talking sometimes.
A lot of people is not into the video game world or, like, for me, wrestling world. So a lot of people don't read or into everything. So, you know, like, a lot of people come to me about stuff. Like, you know, I stopped posting a couple of days for wrestling and stuff like that. One of my homeboys is like, man, what's going on in the wrestling world? Like, I'm like, not too much. Why? Oh, I go to your con, you know, I go to your page, you know, and I didn't see too much about it. I was shocked, like, oh. And he was like, yeah, you know, I don't really go on all the websites and this and that. You know, I just check your stuff out, you know.
Yeah, you're lying on you, yeah.
I'm like, I know for a fact I got a few people who do that, you know. I'm not like, you know, I don't come out with the news. I just post it, and a lot of people look for it, you know. They, like, you know, a couple of people ask me, like, man, what happened? Like, you know, what's going on? Or is this story real? Or, what you think about it. Yeah. So a lot of people be, you know.
I do that to you all the time. I always hit you up and be like, hey, this is this story or is this real?
And sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I'm I don't have an answer.
I remember when that was, I think it was what, Shane McMahon got fired or quit or whatever. I was like, is this story or real? What's going on? He was like, oh, people all the way real.
Still don't know, like, if it's real or story.
I seen Stephanie left, huh? She, the other McMahon sibling left now.
Yeah, she took some time, they say. Like, I guess for her family and stuff like that. It's not like no hate or nothing, or not that I know of. It's just time with her family and stuff like that.
All right. Yeah, you definitely my go-to for wrestling. So today we're going to talk about Sony PlayStation's new TV shows, and then I got a couple of news articles. But first, don't forget, this is the Audio Oddity Podcast. You can find us across all podcast platforms and across social media at Audio Oddity. And if you need to drop us an email, which I need to go check that email. I've been neglecting that email. I need to go check it. It's audiooddity@gmail.com. All right, man. So can I go as far as say you're a Sony fanboy?
Nah. Yeah. I like to tell people when I do these arguments, I like to show pictures. I have a Switch, an Xbox, and a PlayStation. I am a gamer.
Oh, you're a gamer. Okay.
I favor Sony, but I'm a gamer.
You fake? Yeah, okay, all right.
I don't own no Xbox t-shirts or merchandise, though.
Ah, okay, so
but I'm
okay.
A gamer, though. At the end of the day, when Halo dropped, when Forza dropped, Mario, Smash Brothers,
yeah, one. So you're partial to Sony.
Yeah,
we can say that.
Like you know, like with tennis shoes, like you might have people who collect their Jordans, but yeah. You know, they also got their Gary Paytons, their Dennis Rodmans.
Yeah. That's me. I got a lot of Jordans, but also I got other
that's
people.
That's what I
have.
You probably favor Jordan more, but you still got some Scottie Pippen.
That's
you
right. Yeah, I got a little bit of everything. You
know, Hardaways.
I can relate.
Like, I favor them whenever it's like, you know, just whatever. I ain't gonna say convenient. Just Sony has a lot more like to offer for me right now, at least.
Yeah, I hear you. You know? Okay.
You called me 2 years ago, I would have been on Nintendo. I would have been on Nintendo.
Yeah,
Switch.
I know. I remember you was on that Switch a long time. And
I buy my games on Nintendo.
And I'd be like, man, I got a Switch. I ain't played in a year. You'd be like, what? Yeah, you ain't played.
Like, I ain't played. Yeah, now all my stuff got dust. Like, it's dusty. It's dusty.
Yeah. Nintendo. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not. That's a whole nother podcast right there.
It's dust. Like, if you could see, if my camera was 10 times 100% clear, I could probably show you the dust and wipe it off.
Dust. And I would have never thought, because I remember a time you was playing the Switch, like every day you was on the Switch. Like you was hardcore on the Switch every day.
Yeah, I use it every day for work, for YouTube and you know, Twitch. And
but
stuff
you ain't
like
really
that.
Like playing games on it like that.
No, anymore. I'm not playing nothing on there. I'm not playing nothing.
All right, yeah, I wanted to bring you on today though, because so Sony announced these TV shows. I think it was God of War. I got it right here. It's God of War, Gran Turismo, Horizon Zero Dawn, and was it one more? Oh, that was it, huh?
That's it. That's the three.
That was the three. That was a big three.
Mm-hmm. So you still got Last of Us coming out still.
Yeah,
that's
well, Last of Us, but that one's kind of we all knew about that
it's
one.
It's kind of weird that they're all on different platforms, like they're all on different.
Yeah, because I think God of War is Netflix. Amazon. Huh? Is Amazon God of War is Amazon? Gran Turismo is what, Netflix?
Gran Turismo don't
or Horizon
movies?
Horizon
they
Zero
haven't
Dawn?
Said nothing yet. Yeah,
Zero Dawn was Netflix. One of them was Netflix.
Zero Dawn is Netflix.
Okay.
Last of Us is HBO Max.
Yeah.
So it's like if you a Sony fanboy, you're going to be having some apps to get. Watch all these different ones. Like,
yeah. What's my question is, though, man, what does that look like? Like, what is a Gran Turismo show you think? What is that going to look like to you? What do you imagine? You're a big Gran Turismo fan. I know you've been playing a lot.
I'm a big new Gran Turismo fan, but I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's a movie with, like, Christian Bale and it was like a race movie. I don't know. I see Gran Turismo as like Remember the Titans. Like, I guess like a football movie, but like
a sports movie, but with cars.
Like, yeah, like, because it's you can't have stunts and all that because it's not like It's not like an action or crazy. It's more like F1.
It's a simulator. It's more like a simulator.
But is that even real? Like, I don't even. Is that on TV?
What?
is like usually when you watch like racing on TV, it's F1
or NASCAR. You know.
Yeah.
NASCAR,
so yeah. Is Gran Turismo? Is that
no? Overseas, that type of racing is big, like with the Ferraris and. I don't know if they.
Oh, then it's definitely going to be overseas.
Yeah, it's something it's not like that. Be yeah. United States, yeah. So, I don't know much. Don't get me into Gran Turismo. I bailed out like somewhere around Gran Turismo 3. It was just too sim for me. I don't like working on my car in real life. Like, nevertheless, I don't want to pick up a game. Yeah, you know? So, it wasn't really for me. But I was just, when they announced that, I was like, I don't know. Cause like, I felt like, it's going to, like, you know, we was talking before, like you said, it's going to be one of them shows where you don't even have to call this Gran Turismo. It could be called anything, you know, and, you know, you could slap whatever race car name, you know, film name you want on it or whatever. And it could just be that type of show. What's going to make it stand out is like a Sony Gran Turismo show. That's what I was wondering about it. You know, is there anything they can, because there ain't like any, it's no kind of noticeable characters in the game. Is there like any? You know, the cars are the characters. You know what
the
I'm saying?
The cars are the characters. This one came out just about the history of the world, just different stuff. So yeah. It's nothing that makes it Gran Turismo, but just the music, the start up. Yeah. And that's it. It's a simulated racing game. So my question is, with Sony is like, is it going to be a movie or just like a reality show? About cars,
yeah,
you know, but if you got a director, don't mean a director is directing a movie, you know, maybe he's directing a reality show, maybe.
I don't know. That was a curious one to me when they announced the show for that. And there was other things I thought about that Sony has that are original IPs that I was thinking, I was like, man, they could have made like a Ghost of Tsushima show, or you know what I mean, or.
They got a movie coming out.
Okay, yeah. They have other.
Is directing that.
Yeah, they have other IPs.
I forgot about that. You just gave me. I forgot about that. Yeah. That's gonna be pretty good. Hopefully, they got a good director. So,
I just thought those would make better, better suited shows than Gran Turismo of all things. You know what I mean? But we'll see. You never know.
I'm pretty sure they got something planned, but yeah. They just shouldn't announce it yet. I guess because you could at least announce it with like, hey, we got a Gran Turismo reality show or.
Yeah, with more detail, but you know, they want to get people excited. God of War, what do you think God of War is gonna be?
This news is exciting nobody, it's not making anybody like, you know, oh man, I can't wait to, you know, see more. About
yeah,
it. It's just like to me, it's more curious, it's more questions, you know,
yeah,
for it, I guess,
than answers. Yeah,
then you didn't announce it as nothing, just nothing else, just Gran Turismo. Nothing was announced other than that. No service or was it going to be a movie or nothing. Just Gran Turismo is coming up.
Yeah. So what you think about the God of War one? What you think that's going to look like?
I don't know. The only thing I could think of, they have some credit because, you know, you can look at one of the best shows, period, in the past couple of years was The Boys.
Yeah.
So that gives me like, you know, Amazon's doing it. That gives me a little hope.
Yeah.
I'm not really big on the games, but I don't know. It gives me hope. Like, you know, The Boys is pretty big. So, I mean, if you're making a God of War, and I'm not sure. I don't think they're the same director or nothing like that. But I don't know. I'm more excited about the Last of Us, which, you know, HBO Max do good movies. Yeah. And I trust pretty much Netflix.
Yeah.
So, you know, but Amazon, I don't know. I just hear about The Boys. That's it.
I think it's going to, I'm thinking when I think God of War, I think like 300, you know, that type of style, you know, or something like that. That definitely could work in a show. That definitely could work.
You know what else I think about God of War? I think of money. It's going to cost a lot of money for that show to look like, you know.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, to get that CGI right, you know,
it gives it hope, a lot of hope too. It's Paramount Plus. They're pretty good with Halo, so
you know, they did. You watch any of that?
Not yet.
I watched it all. it's not for the video game Halo fans.
That's what I hear.
It's not for that. Yeah,
he takes his mask off, and they say he lost his virginity.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. But it's a decent show. Like, if I didn't know nothing about Halo and I just watching, you know, it was a show about, you know, called Space Trooper or something, you know.
Yeah, that show is definitely going to have a lot of fans.
It's a decent show.
I never played Halo.
I mean, they have little thing, you know, of course they have things in there that, oh, Halo fans be like, oh, okay. Oh, I remember this. I know those enemies. I know that gun, you know, and all that. But overall, I think it was just made to appeal to a wider audience and just, you know, people that play the games, you know, it's not really.
Well, it's no secret to Microsoft. Microsoft want that to be like, you know, their Star Wars. Like, you know, they want Halo to be their Star Wars. Like, they want Halo to be the next Star Wars.
Well, I mean, they often been
a lot of talk, like, in the early 2000s when Halo first dropped. Like, they always wanted that ideal. So that's a start. Yeah. You know, that's to get their foot in the water.
Well, it's
Halo could be the next Star Wars if it's played all right.
If they can nail all the shows, you know, of course you have to get it with the movies and
according to, like, you know, reading about the other show, I hear the other show was pretty good.
What, the other Halo show they made?
Yeah.
They made a few Halo things. A couple of them were good, a couple of them were like, I don't know.
Red versus Blue cartoon was a hit.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't understand what was the hit about, what was so big about that, but everybody loved it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, so the last one, Horizon Zero Dawn. What you think? What you thinking on that?
Netflix going. I don't want to get into all the financial stuff, but I hear Netflix is losing subscribers and stuff like that. And
yeah, that's true.
That show is going to cost. They're going to have to put that on a Transformer level type. You know, with the everything is like robots and stuff like that. Yeah, I think with the animals and. So I think of like a Transformers, but I don't know their money or their pockets, so I'm not gonna bring it up much. But it's gonna cost a lot of money for that show.
You ain't gonna pocket watch Netflix.
I'm not gonna pocket watch Netflix, but it's gonna cost a lot of money. But the thing about that is, like, if you make a good show successful like that, how do they make their money from it though?
Well,
instead of going to the movies, it seemed like that would have been something I would have put. If I was Sony, I would have been like, this is the movies. This is our Transformers right here.
Yeah, the idea of it is, you know, you're hoping to bring in a whole new set of subscribers. So if you're a PlayStation fan and you may not be subscribed to Netflix yet, this show hits, they hoping, you know, all those people are going to come over and subscribe to Netflix. And then while they're there, they'll say, oh, I like that. Oh, I like that too. And then, you know, they keep paying every month. That's the idea of all this is, you know.
So let me ask you one thing, man. Do you think The Witcher was successful like that? You think The Witcher brought in more? Because I hear that was a good show, but was enough people watching that that's never watched like The Witcher like games or played them? I mean,
yeah. So on a small scale, and this is just me from I know three people personally that got Netflix, watched The Witcher, and still have Netflix based on the game because they had played the game. We was talking and it was like, you know, oh, I heard The Witcher show. And I was like, oh, yeah, I watched it. I said, man, it's pretty good, you know. And I was like, well, I like the games or whatever. And then they went ahead and, you know, went. And that's just a small scale. I don't know.
Witcher's pretty big.
Yeah, I don't know how to transfer it. But Witcher has, you know, The Witcher's got like, books, a book series, you know what I mean? It's been
Horizon only got two games.
Yeah, two games. That's all they're working off of right now. It's two games. So
they gotta look into this. They have to know their views and they're probably looking at the money. Like, this game made enough money to know, you know, a lot of people was investing this. And to me, even if it looks cool though, I think Horizon just got a unique look to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Enough, you know.
I mean, I think if anything, it's going to bring in a lot of Sony people that, you know, they might get I don't even know if Netflix offer a free trial anymore, but, you know, the 14-day free trial.
I think at this point, I think everybody used that free trial.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a free trial, you must have been in jail or something. You still got a free trial.
Yeah, I don't even know, but.
Or you know, one of those whole bunch of people to just make emails. Yeah.
I put it this way. I think it was going to bring in thousands of PlayStation players that don't, that might not mess with Netflix like that, I don't know if it's going to bring in millions, and they probably going to need millions.
They going to need millions.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's just like, you know, we just speculating that if it's gonna look good. It gotta look good.
That's low budget. Yeah, the word of mouth.
Nah, and that's really cheap.
Nah, you can't do no low budget. You do low budget, you're done.
When I think of Horizon, I think of Transformers. Just they like that game looked like Transformers. They look
it really does. It's, you know, and you think about the budget for Transformers.
I'm pretty sure I can confirm that they probably not gonna have no big creatures part until like second season, until they see the numbers first. They gonna probably have a little giraffes and whatever they
gonna. They gonna be doing a. First. It ain't gonna have Halo in it. They gonna be like, oh, this is about her parents. This was before the big creatures came.
This is how it starts.
Yeah, this is how it starts right here.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll put Halo in that next season. See how that goes. So. We'll see, man. We'll see how that work out, man.
No, Netflix, they're going to toss a lot of money at that. So, you know, and at the end of the day, it is big. It's a big deal to get that show.
Yeah.
But I would have thought it would have been a movie before a show.
Yeah. Oh, also.
That's just my opinion.
Also, and I know this ain't well, actually, it is. That's a PlayStation title. Twisted Metal. Twisted Metal has a show.
I forgot about that. Peacock.
Yeah, coming on Peacock, yeah. And that's
Papa Doc is starting that show.
Man, I used to love some Twisted Metal. We used to play Twisted Metal. I used to love some Twisted Metal back in the day, man.
I used to love some Twisted Metal, but I don't think this is going to make me love it more.
Nah, I just, you know what? I was looking at this show. I just know this is going to be bad. I don't see how this is going to be good. Because, like.
Read the description. It tells you already it's going to be pretty bad.
Yeah. I didn't understand why they haven't brought back Twisted Metal since, what was the last one? PS3? That was the last Twisted Metal Black? Was that on PS3 or PS2 even?
Twisted Metal Black was 2, but the last one was PS3.
PS3? So they did that, what's that game that didn't do so good? They gave it away for free. Destruction All-Stars. Remember that? That was kind of like a Twisted Metal type. They could have made that Twisted Metal.
It was fun. It just didn't have a lot of content and keep people. But it had one good mode and the other two modes was kind of bad, but it felt like Twisted Metal. And then they just came out and announced that they're not making that company's not making it no more.
But man, you slap Twisted Metal title on that game still be going strong. People still be playing that, I guarantee you, just because Twisted Metal, you know, the name rings out, you know what I mean?
They never came out and said who's going to develop they never came out and said who's developing that game, but Sony do got a conference coming up Thursday, so
yeah, that's right.
Might get some teaser or something, or Sweet Tooth driving by or something in a trailer real quick.
Sweet Tooth driving by in the trailer. Yeah, I heard some things about that, about the show, and I don't remember exactly what they were, but I remember hearing them and going, I don't know about this. It was like some things they were switching up or how they was going to do the show. You know, and then it also depends on, it's coming on Peacock. I hope it's like TVMA. You know, I hope it ain't like, don't try to tone it down to like PG-13 or something and try to make it like a family friendly type twist. That's not Twisted Metal. Twisted Metal is an evil, evil show. You know what I mean? Like, it's.
Well, it depends on where they go for. Like, if they go on for like the later days of Twisted Metal, it could be comedy, scary. Like, you know, it depends on the characters.
Yeah.
It really depends on who they use. I know Spectrum was like. I think his name was Spectre.
Yeah, Spectre.
It was like a ghost trying to get his family back or whatever.
Had that. But you know? Calypso, the main villain of it, was like the devil. And pretty much they was making a deal with him. You know, and even after, I don't know if you ever went and watched like all the endings to like all the Twisted Metal stuff. Even after, you know, they win this race, Calypso screws them all over. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you get your family, but... Yeah, you get your family, but, you know, y'all gonna live in hell together, you know, stuff like that. Like, you know what I mean? It was just bad, bad, bad stuff.
That's the one thing about Twisted Metal. People, to be honest with you, a real Twisted Metal fan don't care about this show. They want a game.
Yeah, they want the game. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they want the game.
If you could do, we know the game is in development. They came out and said that the studio's not making it. Somebody else is.
Yeah.
Hopefully this show don't affect the game.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not tied in and, you know, the show is a flop, then the game might not.
Yeah,
you know?
Then again, and all of a sudden the game sucks. It's just based on the show, you know? So, yeah.
The one thing about Twisted Metal 2 is, if you like like Street Fighter fan, a lot of like Street Fighter fans, like me, I was a Street Fighter fan. I seen some of the stuff, some of the storylines and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't care about the stories. I just care about playing the game. Yeah. You're going to have some people who don't care about that kind of stuff. Like, you know, can Twisted Metal bring in, like, you know, can it bring in some people that actually care about the story? Like, to me, Twisted Metal was never a story game. Like, I knew the basic stuff. I knew Spectre, you know, was a ghost. And I don't even know who Sweet Tooth was. Like, I know he was a clown, but what was his background for?
I don't remember. I have watched it probably 3-4 times and can't even tell you. I don't remember. It's been a
couple
of years.
That's my point. Twisted Metal wasn't known for story, so let alone it don't need a TV show.
Yeah.
But if you do a good show, you can give it an identity more.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, this is like, you know, it could be something special. Which Twisted Metal has never been about story, but if you do, like, you know, a really good story, you know, maybe, you know, but it's no guarantee that the game is going to be good at the same time. So I would prefer the game to be good and the show to be a flop for being, you know, hey, Twisted Metal show is pretty good. This game flop, but, you know, I want to play Twisted Metal. Like, everybody sees, like, I think now, everybody sees Twisted Metal in their head, like, you know, it's how great it was. But now if I can play online and Battle Pass and all this with my friends, oh, that would be crazy. So that's what people are looking at. Like, you know, and some people just like, you know, they just need to remaster Twisted Metal Black, you know, and they can do that too.
They can do that too. But like I said, Destruction All-Stars was a missed opportunity.
Destruction All-Stars had really good gameplay. I stopped playing it more when I start finding myself on my phone texting and looking online. The game start being really hard to find matches. Yeah. It start being like 5 minutes, 6-7 minutes. And that's
that's always a bad sign. Yeah.
It's dead. It's dead. When it's got to search 5 or 6 minutes for a game.
That's right. Yeah, you're done. You're finished.
And Sony, to this day, I still thank Sony for that. It's like that game was supposed to be a launch game, $70.
Oof.
Thanks, Sony, that they pushed it back and seen something. And it was like, nope, this is not 70.
Yeah, that would have been rough.
Free
man.
To play.
Ooh, what? $70?
It was $70 at first, and I was going to get it.
That was about a $40 game, I think. You know, did it have a story? It was all online, wasn't it? It wasn't. It didn't even have a
later.
Story.
They had a story later, which nobody cared for.
Mm. So it was a single player story mode.
You download it. They got stories now.
It was a single player story mode on there now. Yeah, a little too late though.
I never tried it, so I can't even tell you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure nobody ever tried it. I got the game. It's free. I got it, and I'm still not going to try it.
I favor PlayStation a lot, and I'm like, you know, of course I'm at Xbox parties sometimes talking to my friends. Oh, this game is the shit. Like, good, man. It looks so good, and like, you know. Couple of weeks later, it's like, I'm just talking about something else. Like, my friend was like, oh, how was that Destruction? Oh, it's cool.
Yeah,
it's exclusive. It's good.
All right.
One time I just broke down and told him, I was like, I deleted it. I didn't have no space.
All right, we'll get into a couple of news stories before we get out of here. Look at this. Marvel had an MMO game coming up. I don't know if you heard about it, but it ended up getting canceled. They released some images of it online. It looked all right. I mean, considering, it looked okay, but I don't know, man. Do you do MMOs a lot or no? Not really.
Not really. I played DC Universe.
Yeah.
And that was really, really good. And then I played, I think that was it. I think that's the only one. I played that for a couple of years, off and on.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah, I'm not in MMOs. And then I remember hearing about this, and I was kind of like, I don't know. I wasn't impressed. And I was getting the feeling that it wasn't going to get too much traction. You know, I think Marvel's starting to oversaturate a little bit. Like, it's a lot of content out there. I mean, it's a new show releasing every other day, it seems, by Marvel. And, you know, movies are dropping every, what, 2-3 months now. I don't know. It's just a lot of Marvel content out there. And an MMO, it seemed like it'll just get lost in the shuffle. No, you know, nobody really, I don't think nobody's going to mess with that anyway. But they end up canceling it. So it really don't matter. It don't matter, no.
I wanted to go into something real quick. Uh-oh. I just seen on my phone. Go. I was glancing at my phone. You know, today is a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I was on IGN just now, and I just seen they had Last of Us 2 limited time for $10.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's what? Hold on. It's $10 good, right now?
Good. Hell of a good deal. They say limited time only just for today, for Memorial Day.
I might go cop good that. Deal. I mean, I don't even like Last of Us like that, but.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Trust me, I ain't gonna lie to you. I went to this secondhand place, mm-hmm. and they get stuff from like you know, like Target and Walmart. They sell for cheap, and just they had Last of Us there. This is like maybe 6-7 months ago. They had Last of Us there for $20. I didn't even, without thinking, I bought it. Not open, brand new in the pack still.
The old one?
Yeah, it got a 60 frame
upgrade,
4K update. Yeah, so. Yeah. It's worth whatever the price they was giving it, you know, asking, but $10 is still.
Yeah. Oh, that's another thing. You mentioned that upgrade. Everybody out there, y'all go check out whenever they have these sales, or just go through the, if y'all go through the store or whatever. I was in there shopping on that Days of Play, and some of the games that I owned and forgot I owned already, you know, were free PS5 upgrades on them, you know. And I just hit it, and it added it to my library or whatever. So, yeah, make sure y'all check that out also.
They have a section on PlayStation where you can go to and just, it's called, like, PS4 or PS5 updates or something like that.
Really? Yeah.
And you can go in there and see if your game is updated.
Yeah, like,
It'll let you know, like, what games are updated and stuff like that.
Yeah, one that stands out is, like, Skyrim. I don't know how many times I bought Skyrim on different things, but... it was a free PS5 upgrade for Skyrim in there. I went ahead and added it to the library. I might jump back into Skyrim. You never know. I don't know. But I started.
They got a lot of good stuff. The Witcher, I know it was in the making.
Yeah, I got the Witcher one, I think, before. Yeah, but yeah, that's pretty cool. $10, though, man. Like I say, I don't even care for Last of Us like that, but $10? I might go ahead.
A lot of these games on sale because, like that's you physical? Said, Sony Days of Play is called.
Yeah,
and that's gonna be leading up to their, I think, their conference on Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought about picking up WWE 2K, but I think I'm wait. It's I wait to almost 20 when 23 about to come out, and I buy that one for like $10.
Man, you're missing out.
It's fun, man. I played it on a PC, but I wanted to get a console version of it, and I just play by myself. You know, I know you into the online part of it.
Yeah, it's fun to play like tag matches with your friends and stuff like that.
It's fun, and you know what I like about this one is that I didn't get the feelings from the other ones. Even the ones that was considered good, 17 or 16 or whatever it was, this one seems a lot easier to jump into. Like, if you don't know how to, you know what I'm saying, just your first wrestling game or whatever, it just makes it seem like it's very simple just to get in and start getting good at matches, you know, with the mechanics they have now.
It's easy and it's hard at the same time. Like, you can go out your way and learn the reverse system a lot.
Yeah.
A lot, because the reverse system has like different buttons in it. They don't tell you on some of the reversals.
Yeah.
So like if you go out your way to get better, you know, you can do that, or you can just have fun and just reverse regular. And they got that. They try to have that pick up and play, like that No Mercy grappling system.
Yeah.
I noticed everything is grabbing this game. So this is a different 2K because it's a different developer completely than any other wrestling game they did, or the 2Ks and the SmackDown versus Raw.
Yeah.
All those games was made by Ukes, so this one's not made by Ukes at all. So it definitely has a different feel to it. Like, I wanted to give up at first when I didn't understand the reversal system, but once you understand it, it's not that hard.
Speaking of, while we on wrestling games, I haven't heard much that AEW game. How's that coming? You heard anything about that?
I don't know, man. I don't know about that. It's made by Utes, but it's been a lot of stuff about that game. Good stuff, bad stuff. Some stuff got scaled down. They said we don't know anything yet because they don't put much about it, and that's the thing about that game. Got a lot of hype, but not nothing showing. So hopefully they show more soon. You know, maybe with this Sony thing, or you know, with these. With this E3 stuff coming up, you know, they got a lot of stuff coming up. Even though E3 got canceled, they still got like Microsoft events and stuff around E3. So,
yeah,
they need to get some eyes. They need to do something, you know, have a big trailer or, you know, when you're a fan of something, you can only talk so much about it.
Yeah, I mean, it was hot for a minute. It was real hot. Like, you know, AEW, Ux picked it up and it was hot, hot, hot. Now 2K22 came out. And it definitely cooled off after that. Then it was like, okay, yeah. But what about the AEW game though? You know, and
yeah, maybe they got something up their sleeve, or they just waiting to show more. One of the biggest things about that game is they use Cyberpunk as like an example. Like they don't want to rush nothing out too soon,
yeah,
and just have it messed up. Like Kenny Omega came out and said that he want that game to be, you know, not many glitches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said it's going to have glitches when it come out, but they want to get a lot of it out before a lot of people start seeing it. You don't want to get a game. You don't want to put a game out where it's 100 glitches. You know, if you can get 70 glitches out of the game before it comes out,
exactly. You know, make sure. And you don't want to, you know, you also don't want to release it in you know, first day, 50 gigabyte patch, you know,
yeah, that's the
you're patching a whole nother game. You're like, man, come on. Yeah,
you don't want to be waiting for patches, and this game I waited for is, oh, it's a patch next week to fix this glitch or that glitch. I mean, every game got them, but some games got glitches that should have never even made it past testing. Like, who tested this game?
Whenever your game hits and it's got like a over 15 gig, 20 gig, 30 gig patch, man, your game shouldn't even came out.
Who the heck plays Cyberpunk? How many people tested that game?
I want to know. Well, I think a lot of people tested it, but they were just like, we need that money. So, you know, we're going to go ahead. We're going to make this money.
That's robbery.
It is. Yes, that's exactly what it was. They robbed us. And
that's like if I give you like a PlayStation, knowing it turns off every few minutes.
That's right. But it don't.
It's working, but you know, come on,
but I know it turns off every few minutes. But next week I got.
Robbery right
but next
there. They
week
just,
though,
they just know they rob people.
But then when you come and tell me, hey, this turning off every few minutes. Oh yeah, that man. Don't worry about it. The part coming in next week to fix that, and you give it back to me, and I'll fix it and give it back to you. You know what I mean?
To me, like, it's always something in this world, and it's just like that game was just like I was just shaking my head, like man, how people heads disappearing or this. This ain't man. This is going on.
And you know the saddest part about Cyberpunk, man, is that it's a good game. I have the game, the PS5 upgraded one, the fixed one, and I play it. So I pick it up and play it sometimes. The game is awesome. The game is great. The game probably would have been a game of the year contender if it had came out in the state it's in now. But it's been overshadowed now. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. You can find the game for, you know, I think I bought that
help.
Game for like $10 or something. You know what I mean?
It don't help that. You know, when they fixed it, Elden Ring was already out.
Yeah. And then they quietly slipped that in there, like, oh, the PS5 version out. You know, nobody cared though. Nobody cared, man. Yep.
Yeah, it was hot for like 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden people just stopped playing it. A lot of the hardcore fans already beat it already.
Yeah, a lot of people played it on PC when it came out because that was the best version of it. And they beat
they
it.
The best version
on,
was
you know?
The PC and like the Xbox Series X and the PlayStation 5. Like ran a lot better. I didn't have too many problems with it. I kind of got rid of it for hype. Just everybody was getting rid of it. So look, next gen to me, and you know, online got canceled. Nah. And,
well,
you know, they just announced too that all the DLC got delayed to next year.
Yeah.
So I was like, come on, this game keeps getting worse.
Well, I got it for free because PS5 was just out. And it was the buy two, get one free. So I bought two PS5 games. And then, you know, I got that as my free game. So I didn't have to get rid of mine. You know, it was free. So I just kept it. And then I did play it. And it ran decent on PS5. I didn't have like the big. I had glitches, but not like the big glitches like people on. They said on PS4, though, it was just broken. They said it was just broken, unplayable, broken. So
yeah, they wanted that Grand Theft Auto money. You know, when Grand Theft Auto released on the 360, that game sold millions, and then they released it, you know, for the Xbox One and the PS4. That's what Cyberpunk did. Like, if we push this game exclusive to next gen, we're going to lose millions of dollars, literally, because there's not that many next gen consoles out there. Yeah, so
that's exactly what they
was looking at money. And that's why I call it robbery. We don't care. They'll buy it anyway. Because The Witcher, right. You know, that's the reason why I bought it, was because of The Witcher. I don't play The Witcher, but I knew that game had a lot of hype.
Yeah,
and
they had. A lot of people said
it was good. So
man, we had no reason to think that CD Projekt Red will put out a bad game. No reason. They never have before.
I took their word just because of The Witcher. Just off of everybody saying The Witcher was one of the best free roam games.
Like, now they next game though, everybody gonna be kind of like, we gonna wait. We gonna wait for them reviews. Like, you know, ain't gonna be no pre orders.
The Witcher is in development already.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be no pre orders. We gonna hold off. You know, we gonna hold off. So it's sad that that's
even Grand Theft Auto 5. You know, when it came out, it had some glitches, but not nothing crazy like that.
Nah, all Grand Theft Autos when they came out have like glitches, and I mean even what's that game with the Pip-Boy and all that. My daughter still play it. Fallout. She plays the older Fallouts, the ones that's been remastered, supposed or whatever. She still plays them, and they glitchy as hell, but they still fun though. She still be playing it. They still fun. But I guess it's just
one game wasn't glitchy as hell though.
What?
Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Here we go.
Nintendo put that sticker on there. That's it. That's
yeah, Nintendo. Yeah, that's one thing. Nintendo is quality. They don't do. You know, it might be a bad game, but it ain't gonna be technically bad. You know, it ain't gonna be glitchy.
Zelda had little minor little fixes, but you didn't hear Zelda break in.
Nah, it ain't gonna be nothing like that. Not with Nintendo.
And I hear Witcher wasn't that bad.
Witcher wasn't bad at all. I bought Witcher at launch,
and I heard Witcher had minor stuff.
Yeah, that game was awesome. I don't know nobody that beat that game, but it was awesome. The game's so damn long. It's you just wear out on it. You know what I mean? It's so many hours, so much content. You know, but
day and time, this is the times we stay in that people just release a game. You can just release a game, have, and then just work on it for the rest of the 2 weeks before it's officially out.
That's right. Or
got to get it into them stores first.
Or in Cyberpunk's case, the next 2 years, you know, just keep working on it. Keep releasing content.
In the stores, and we can just patch it.
Yep, that's it.
Patch. No, you shouldn't get a day one patch 60, 70
no,
games.
No, man. You should. That's a whole nother game.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to download the game.
They said Tony Hawk did that. They said Tony Hawk released with nothing on the disc. You had to download the whole thing.
That's a whole game. I gotta download what's on the disc, and then I got to download a whole nother game after that. That's crazy, man. Man. But, I've been playing Lego Star Wars. That was good. I've been playing that. That's pretty good.
I bought a Lego game, never played it. Lego Marvel Superheroes, and never played it.
I played the first and only one I think I ever played. I didn't had a few of them like through Game Pass stuff my kids have played, but only one I ever played was Lego Batman like 3 or something. And it was pretty fun.
I beat all those.
Yeah, that was pretty
fun. Beat all those, and I beat the Lego Indiana Jones one, I think.
But this Star Wars one is good. It's got all the episodes, and it's like 5 or 6 levels each one, and you can start and just work your way through. So I've been messing around with that, man. It's pretty fun. And speaking of Indiana Jones, though, that brings us to our last news story. Indiana Jones is not going to be an Xbox exclusive. I don't know if you heard that. So they had put out.
Trust me, I was in there. I went to the party. I joined the party like exclusive.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
Day one on Game Pass.
Yeah, that was gonna be a big thing, and you know, about we getting Indiana Jones, and you know, it's gonna be an Xbox exclusive, and no, it's not. So I don't know if that means it's not coming to Game Pass or
they said Game Pass day one.
Day one
it's
Game
still
Pass
made
still.
By Banshee or whatever. What's the studio called? Banshee or Bandai?
Who is making it? Bandai? Namco Bandai?
Not Namco, but who is making this game? Microsoft bought. They do like all like
Bethesda. Bethesda. Yeah.
To be serious
It's not Bethesda. It was Machine Games makes it, which is it was a part of the ZeniMax deal. You know, ZeniMax had, it was Bethesda, it was a couple of studios mixed in there when they bought that. It was Machine Games that makes the Indiana Jones. But yeah,
it makes sense though. Like, you know, it makes sense that it's not exclusive because Indiana Jones is like, it's like everybody knows Indiana Jones.
Man, look, let's keep it 100. Let's keep it 100. It makes sense because they want their money. That's why it makes sense. They can't just, you know, they spent, what was it, 50? No, that was, how much was Bethesda and ZeniMax? 8 billion, something like that? I forgot how much that was. But man, they got it. They not gonna make that back by just releasing exclusives. Yeah, you can do your bigger games like that, but an Indiana Jones that's kind of like worldwide known by everybody, man, you gotta put that out everywhere. I'm sorry, it's gonna be an Indiana Jones mobile game. We need our money back, like, you know.
And their last game they made was like Wolfenstein. I think they made the Wolfenstein game. So
yeah, I think so.
That's kind of like a difference.
Yeah. It's so
a big difference, not kind of a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, it's no shock. Yeah, they're gonna put it on Game Pass, no shock. But it's no shock this is gonna hit Sony also. You know what I mean? No shock there at all.
It's gonna sell better on Sony too. Sony is big on those Tomb Raider, Uncharted games. It's gonna sell a lot better on there anyway.
Yeah. It's been a while since we had one of
them on Xbox. Like, if it's not on Game Pass, people are not buying it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you say that, but I was looking at something where they was reading the data where Game Pass is translating into sales better, way better than people think it is. Like, people will buy games, like, whenever they're playing, they say, oh, it's going off of Game Pass in a month or whatever, but you get a discount. People go ahead and buy that game, you know. So it is translating in sales. Game Pass is making it. I mean, it's succeeding, you know.
You see those Resident Evil 7 sales?
Huh?
Resident. I said, you see those Resident Evil 7 sales?
The Village.
Capcom came out and said it sold, like, I think, like 90% on PlayStation consoles or something like that. 80%. Something like it was big.
You talking about Village or Biohazard? 7's Biohazard.
The Village.
Village, that was 8, yeah.
Look it up real quick on YouTube. But that's a big game. Like, yeah. That game wasn't on Game Pass.
But those big games, man, Sony will always. That's why you think Sony ain't going day one.
Sony don't,
because they don't need to. Yeah.
My theory, and I think it's 100%. I think too, Sony or Microsoft games was doing so bad, and the system sales was doing kind of bad when the Xbox One was around. It came out and said they wasn't about, like, bragging or whatever. That's why they took away the, like, you know, the
sales. Well, yeah, they stopped reporting their sales, yeah.
They didn't want to report their stuff because some of their stuff wasn't doing that good.
Yeah, exactly. Why keep spreading bad news, you know? You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. So they didn't need to. They're using a business model that works for them, and it's working. You know, just like Sony's using a business model that works for them. And I don't even know if this was a good idea for Sony to do this PS Plus type deal or whatever. I mean, it's to be seen. You know, I'm glad they're doing it. I'm going to buy it.
If they show it's going to be on there, it's you're going to get a hell of a good deal on there.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm at that mid-tier, and that mid-tier alone with Ghost of Tsushima and Spider-Man and Miles, that's enough for me right there. You know, I'm good with that. And so I'm definitely going to get it. But I don't even know if they necessarily need to do this, you know. Did they even need to come out with something like this? I mean, some people calling it a Game Pass competitor. It don't even seem like a real competitor to me. Like,
they said it's not a competitor.
Yeah, it's two different things, kind of. You know, one, you're getting, you know, day one games. They're saying we're releasing all our exclusives day one on here. And the other one is just kind of like, it's kind of like a revamped PlayStation Now.
But let me say one thing, though, about Microsoft. Their games wasn't hitting, like, with the PlayStation numbers, the reason why. It's easy to put your stuff on something if you're not selling that big.
Yeah, exactly.
Those games were selling millions. It wouldn't, this day one, yeah, stuff wouldn't exist.
Or why you think PlayStation Now is, like, you know.
Crackdown is not selling. No, Crackdown 3, no. Quantum Break. No. A lot of those games wasn't selling.
No. I mean, the only thing I think.
Forza sold.
Yeah, Halo. You know, like, that was. Yeah, Halo, I mean, Forza. I'm really shocked they put Halo on, you know, give you day one Halo. I mean, because Halo's going to sell millions, you know what I mean? But, you know.
And that's kind of weird that that game is not nowhere near done. And they just, oh, this is free to play. Yeah. The story's on Game Pass.
Yeah.
And when the Sony came out and said it's going to take away the development or, you know, the quality of the game, look at the last Xbox exclusive games, you know, to come out that's not done, or, you know, like, to me, give me a Halo that has everything day one, yeah, and I will pay you the $70.
And I don't, you know, want this. And that surprised me. It surprised me Halo's not getting more flack for that. Like, people giving Halo a pass on that. You know, like, they
pass because it's free. You can't complain about something.
Yeah, they just, it's on Game Pass. Oh, well, you know, it's like they basically released Halo Beta.
That's what I was on IG the other day, and Halo was on sale for $20.
Yep.
I was like, is this story, though?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, because you ain't got, $20 because you ain't got the whole game. Just
getting the story got pushed back like
multiplayer, 3 or 4 times already. The multiplayer free.
Co-op.
So,
the co-op got pushed back like 3 or 4 times already.
Yeah. Which I really want to do that because got pushed back. Me and my daughter, we played a Halo co-op. You know, I really, that's what we, the co-op campaign, you know. I really, I've really been waiting on that. So, we'll see.
I was talking to one of my good friends the other day, and he was like, we're in a world where we stay in a world where a game is not fully done for like a year or two.
Yeah.
And we was talking about Battlefield. Battlefield's getting a whole revamping that whole, like,
and everything. that's after how many years of how much development? Exactly. You know, how many years has been in development?
Star Wars did it. They did it with Star Wars. They give up on some games too.
You know,
the biggest flop was called? Anthem?
Oh, Anthem, yeah. When
they promised, oh, we're working on the next gen and we're going to revamp the game. And also, they just came out one day. We're done.
Yep.
Development's
we're
done.
Finished.
They took your $70 or $60 and that's it.
Yep.
They need to give people, like, people, like, when people do stuff like that, they buy stuff like that, they need to get them EA Pass or something like that for a year or something or something.
So, yeah. Hey, it's on there.
You get a 20% discount or something the next Anthem's, EA game you buy or something. Or
Anthem's on there. It's on EA. It's on EA.
That's robbery right there. I'm glad about it. Yeah, that's highway robbery.
Man, I'll tell you something I saw today, and I wanted to dive into it more. I just didn't have time to research it before we started recording. But people on Twitter, was it yesterday? It was either earlier today or yesterday, talking about you won't even be able to play your old PlayStation 3 games, like, if you own the physical copy or something. Did you see this? It was like people were going crazy. I'm looking this.
I ain't know if you can play your PS3 game on the PS5.
Well, you can't. That, I think so. It's gonna be, yeah. So first the uproar was like, so it was PlayStation Plus already came out in like Korea already, right? Overseas somewhere it already dropped, right? So those people start reporting back that they were losing their discounts. So if you bought a year of PlayStation for, you know, $40 or whatever, whenever you signed up for the new PlayStation Plus, it took away the discount. You end up paying an extra 20 on top of, you know, whatever you paying for PS Plus or whatever, the new one. So they lost their discounts. That was the first. And then somebody start going in about, you know, their lack of backwards compatibility and all that, and said, how come I own, you know, I own this copy of this and I got to go out and buy a PlayStation 3 just so I can play it? Like, y'all really can't figure out how I can play my disc in here. And it was just a whole thing, and people were going in on them about it. And I mean, look, you know how I am about old games. I ain't trying to
PlayStation
play
PlayStation originally
game.
Came out. PlayStation is doing this service because of Game Pass. Like, it's similar. It ain't like a super competitor to it, but it's kind of like it. But Sony came out and said it, though, when they first came out, before the system came out, was they wanted to focus on next gen. A lot of people was talking mess about that when they said that they want people to buy the PlayStation 5 for PS5 games. You know, a lot of Xbox kind of ruined that a little bit because, you know, they get, oh, okay, you know, this Xbox plays everything. That's cool, but you can't put that on PlayStation. That's not their direction.
That's
one of the perks of having an Xbox is, hey, you can play Xbox One or two games, you know, whatever, 360, you know, Xbox One.
I can put anything Xbox ever made in my Series
PlayStation
X.
Yeah, PlayStation, like, they wanted to focus more on next gen, so that's, you know, Don't take it out on them just because, you know, because the Switch you can only play Switch, you know, with their games day one.
Nintendo's a different animal, man. You know,
people ignore that. Yeah. You know, they just, you know, they like, we just looking at PlayStation and Nintendo, no.
Nintendo people ignore a lot of things, man. Nintendo could put out games with no voice acting. You know, none. Just no voice acting in the whole game.
Realistically, Nintendo like, games, come on. Mario's been the same for years, Smash Brothers, just yeah. more characters look better. Just
that's it.
They're fun, but I guess people would look at Xbox and PlayStation as more like, you know, that's the next gen, because, you know, Nintendo's not really next gen, so. But, yeah, you know, you can't judge somebody off something what you're doing. Like, you know, like, yeah, you can play your games on all your games, but that's not the point of a PlayStation. The PlayStation is PS5, and they're trying to go back and please some of those fans because of Xbox. So, yeah. You know, that's what they're doing. I mean, I bought my PlayStation for next gen. If you can find a way to play PS3 or whatever games, cool.
Yeah,
but I'm not mad about it. Like, and it says on that box, you read that box when you buy it. It don't say nothing about, hey, play this and that.
Yeah, yeah. They never. That's one point. PlayStation has never gone out their way to say, oh, you'll be able to play everything we made. You know, they.
I tell you one thing though. You know, I tell you one thing that a lot of people got mad about when I read my Xbox One box, picture in picture, TV shows, and. They took that shit away, they took that away like 2 years. No picture in picture. They killed Kinect. Like,
well, you know, that's because people were complaining, man. Yeah, people.
No, you remember that? You can watch sports or TV while you play games.
They were trying to sell it more as an entertainment system than a damn gaming console.
That's why people bought that. A lot of people bought that because of that.
Remember, they had to pass through, and you could hook your cable box up and run your channels and play a game in a corner while, you know, and all that.
I used to watch wrestling and stuff on the corner. They just took it away. Yeah. Right? One day just.
People weren't one of the only few people. People weren't feeling that at all. People just wanted a gaming system, you know? It's like the Kinect, man. My kids love the Kinect. Loved it. And they just killed it. You know, they killed the Kinect.
That's the reason why, though, their sales were so low at first when it came out, though, is because they insisted for that $500.
Yeah.
Wanted that $500 with the Kinect. And PlayStation did something like that, too. But I heard they backed out. And they just went with the system. Because, you know, when they announced that, that was big. Yeah. Like, oh, $400? Why is Xbox $500? Well, we got this Kinect.
Yeah.
I don't want the Kinect. I just want the system.
Yeah, that's it. You know, that's
later on, mysteriously, like, I don't know if it was a year or so, mysteriously, you can voice command your system with your mic.
Yep.
So what was the point of the Kinect? That's Microsoft was that's testing it
they
out.
Was like, get, yeah, they was getting the Kinect the hell out of there. That's the point of what
It got to the point to where GameStop is a small store. They didn't even have enough space. Like, you know, they said that people was coming in. Hundreds of people was coming in selling their Kinects.
Oh, yeah.
So they went down to $15 they was giving you for the Kinects. Because the dude, I was like, why are they so cheap? And the guy was telling me GameStop don't got enough room to keep every Kinect. And, you know, they got that little back room. He was like, yeah, we give you $10, $15 because we don't want them back, really. We don't want them back. I think they stopped selling them after they stopped taking them after a while.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they don't take them now.
You got this little room for games and systems. Yeah. You know, all of a sudden, you got 100 Kinects trading in, getting rid of their Kinects. Like,
you already know how that go. If it hasn't happened already, it's probably a collector's item now. You know what I mean? It's probably a collector. Yeah. You know how the rumors
that came with it. Oh, the feds is watching. Yep. I got my Kinect turned around. I got a towel on my Kinect. It was so much bad stuff with the Kinect. It was nothing good out of
it. My kids loved it, man. The little Raph game they used to play.
You know what was good about it? Those games. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, my kids loved all that, man. They used to be jamming.
I bought a game that I can't play to this day. It's a workout game on there. I think Dance Central.
Yeah,
On my Xbox, I can't play it. It's just...
You mean the Kinect's not supported by Series X, you know?
Sure. And you know what? That's what made the Wii so popular.
Oh man, don't get me on the Wii.
I'm a gamer. What? You know, I come home, I'm lazy. I want to come home with a controller in my hand and just play. I'm not coming home to
work out yet, man. But I tell you what though, my kid just like a few months ago, one of my kids asked me, "Dad, can we get a Wii? Like, can we get the Wii back?" Because they used to love like the Wii Sports, the Wii Bowling, and all that. They used to have this little Chuck E. Cheese game on there. The kids just go crazy for that, man.
So. I told my friend the other day, I was like, you get the Switch Sports. Like, what?
Yeah.
That game is the same game.
Same game, yeah, it is.
Same game with a $60 price tag on it.
Yeah, I might pick.
And they got less games. They say this one got less games. It's only six games on this one.
Yeah, I still might pick it up for the kids. They love that stuff, man. So.
See, Nintendo man be getting away, man.
Yeah. Man, I've been saying it. I say it all the time on this podcast, man. They got my nostalgia, bro, and they just working on it. They've been working on it. Anything Mario come
away,
out.
They get away, man. I mean, it's good. Their games are good, but they get away with them, though.
Man, I got four copies of Mario Kart in this house. Why? Why do I have four copies of Mario Kart in this house? You know what I mean? I bought that game four times. You know, it's crazy. It's just crazy, man. They got us. They know they got us too.
Mario Kart is that game.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely in my like top 10, top 5 best games of all time. It's crazy.
Mario Kart, Smash Bros. Is always there. But they went out their way with the Smash Bros. Game, though.
Hey, did you see the new Multiverses or whatever, that Smash Bros. Clone where they have like Bugs Bunny and it's free to play, I think. Bad I'm not bad. Even sure what it's on. But it's like,
on everything but Switch.
Oh, it is? Okay. I haven't Everything played it. Switch. I haven't messed around with it, but I heard good things about it. People really
Switch out there fans is mad. They Switch fans or Switch fans is really mad too. Like they like, why? It's not a graphical game or nothing. Or
probably because Smash Brothers, Nintendo probably like, nah, we don't need that. We don't need no competitors.
But then every other game is on there though.
Yeah, that's true.
Every other game is on there. I don't understand it. Maybe I don't know.
Weird Nintendo decisions, man. All right, man, let's get out of here. I know we could talk. Man, we'll talk for hours and hours, man. But we'll go ahead and end the show there. What you got going on? Anything coming up, man? No, just doing your podcasts.
And check them out. Check me out on Talk is MVP.
That's it.
That's really it.
I know, yeah, I talked about Twitter spaces and stuff. You going to do any of that?
I'm experimenting with stuff right now.
Okay, all right.
I'm just testing some stuff out, and that's really it.
All right. Well, can they follow you, keep up with you, social medias?
Lit God MVP on everything, Instagram, everything you can find me on, or everything, Lit God MVP, except Twitter. MVP is cooler.
All right. Cool,
that's where
man.
You find all my PlayStation stuff at and stuff like that.
Well, thanks for stopping by, man. Talk games with me. And I'll catch everybody next episode. Be well.